the Kayla's playground, because that was the one where we learned this need. The project was moving forward, and we had to include in the motion that we go back and amend the court. The project was well on its way. So it should happen at some stage, but it doesn't have to happen up front, but it does need to happen somewhere.
And my point was, should it have happened at the last council meeting, that before the grant was applied for, you know, we might have switched projects, then we might have gone with Alderman Mayer's project. We don't know that, because the council was cut out of the process on that application. And that's my point, is just include us. I mean, we are up here, we represent 6,000 people apiece, and I don't think our constituents would be very happy to understand how the process went. I just don't believe that to be true. So that's all. And, you know, I'm not bashing anyone, but we have a process for doing this for a reason.
Okay, the motion is to make Marquette Extension the priority. And there was a suggestion that it then list the 116th Street Trail as the alternate. It was your motion.
Well, if one's a priority, obviously you only apply for two, it automatically would be the other one. So I don't see any.
Well, your colleague asked for an exception, so. So, okay, on the motion to prioritize the Marquette Extension, and then obviously by extension, the extension becomes the extension of 116th Street Trail. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is a request by the Common Council to authorize purchase of a Lifeline Ford E450 Type 3.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. By the way, go take a look at our new engine. It's a beautiful piece of equipment. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That goes to you too, Mr. Custer. You can feel free to stop over to Station 1 and say, hey, let me see the new engine. And you too, ma'am. And your sister. Okay, G5, release of escrow for the public improvements at the Wellness Center.
So hold.
Second.
This was tabled based on some questions. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Council feedback, G6 for logo sign and chamber and council chamber updates. Ms. Burke.
How's that?
Oh, great.
Clearly perfect. You can hear me now. Okay. So thank you for your time this evening and your consideration of a couple of things that I would like to do, which I consider public relations type activities, passive marketing, and also an opportunity for us to promote both the assets that we have within the city as well as our new logo and the asset of the city as a whole itself. So I have two things that I put on one council action sheet because I feel that they're related end of the year activities that I have some money available in my budget and I would like to have you consider them. The first is placing our logo on the back wall behind you so that when folks walk into the room, they can clearly see the city's logo and know that they're in a place of business. And there are a couple of different sizes if you are interested in pursuing the idea of putting a logo up on the wall. There are also two different types. One is more of a raised off the wall itself, and the other, it would be flush on the wall, and that would be dependent on whether or not we change the paneling. For example, it could be painted white, or it could stay the same, or it could be replaced with another backdrop material. And then the second item is whether or not you would be welcoming of a cabinet in the hallway that would have a lock on it where we could put things that are made in Franklin. For example, I would love to put a bottle blank from Crohn's. We can't put any of their machinery and equipment here, but we can demonstrate what their machinery and equipment is used for, which is to create bottles out of bottle blanks. It's just one example. I just recently, through the Franklin Business Park Consortium, received a pair of gloves that are sourced by Dash Medical Gloves in the park, and I would like to put those in the case as well. Examples, I could go on and on, but I think you get the idea. I know that there's some other things that are being planned for the lobby as well, and I just wanted to make sure that I was being thoughtful with my ideas to make sure that they were compatible with anything else that might be in the works. So those are my two thoughts that I wanted to get some feedback from you on before I move forward.
Let's start with the logo for here and the logo for the clerk's office. Same thing, okay? Yeah, I'm just going to do my real quick thing. I support this. Smaller is better in terms of a logo behind us. Let's do Alderman Barber first.
I like the middle display case.
Microphone.
I like the middle display case.
We're not doing display cases. We're
I know,
doing logos.
But I'll get both of them out on the table one time okay. And then let others speak. I would also like to see the logo on the display case, if we can do that.
Either great
on
idea.
On a panel or etched to reflect that, the back panel or one of the front panels, either one. But I like the middle one. And I like the raised larger sign to be put on the back wall.
You should do that just to be contrary, right?
No, I don't. I'd like it better. We've gone around personal preference.
Alderman Wilhelm, and your microphone.
Kelly, I thought we had a case just like the one number one in the design. There was one sitting out there. It had all the 50th anniversary items in it.
Madam Clerk. So.
That was brought by former Alderman Skoronsky to City Hall to put the 50th anniversary things in. And they stayed in there for quite a while. And
then some mayor said, get it the hell
yeah,
out of here.
Then some mayor said, we have it removed. So it was taken out, and it went back to Alderman Skoronsky, former Alderman Skoronsky.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he
donated. But that was his. And
maybe he donated it back. Maybe he doesn't have any use for it. So that's an option. So it does look almost identical to that. As far as my input on I also agree with the mayor. I like the little bit smaller one. The other one's a little overkill for the size of the room. I'm not a fan of painting wood paneling because then it just looks like painted wood paneling. And so if you're, you know, you'll have this one painted white, and then that would mean you'd have to paint everything, and white isn't really even much of a color that's, you know, goes with the off-white and the chairs and everything. So I think it looks fine on the wood that's there. Otherwise, you'd have to redo the whole backdrop because I'm not. It's kind of a.
I'm just trying to get us out of 1972. Alderman Mayer.
72 was a good year.
That's true.
I'm probably the only one that remembers 72.
Well, I was around in 72, but you're right. I don't remember it.
The only thing about the cabinets is I would recommend that you rotate, and you're probably figuring on doing that. That might have been part of the issue in the last one, and there's nothing wrong with keeping some of that in there and rotating new things in and rotating other things back in. Mm-hmm. That's all okay. Just keep it fresh, and lighting would be good, too. I want to throw a little different thing. I agree with smaller. I don't agree with painting the wood. I agree with smaller. But what about putting it over there where that one, where the flying F is now, and put some lighting on it and make it stand out? Then I would go with the bigger one, too. Just another thought.
The purpose, Alderman, if I may, sorry, Kelly, it's what I do, is to have it back here so that if there's press in the audience and there's some photos and that kind of thing, could put it in both spots for that. My deal on this paneling is it's, sorry, Dan, but it is 1972, and we're trying to move.
Yeah, but
we
painting white is not the answer.
That may be absolutely true. I have no problems with that. But with the remodeling that we've done so far, we're trying to move up in the decades.
And that's fine. That was not one of the suggestions. The thought was painting it white, and that would not be good.
Well, with your consent, we can have Kelly get somebody to see how much to replace this wood.
I was actually thinking that with an item upcoming on the agenda with some punch list items, maybe we could find out what it would take to replace that with some drywall, for
she
example.
She just needs to know if you guys object to it or think it's a good idea. And I'm not partial. Painting it would have been the easiest, quickest thing. So
I think painted paneling is pretty if it's done right, which is the key.
And I'm not entering into this conversation other than to lay it out. Okay, so who is next? Alderman Nelson.
Well, for sure, against the paint part of it. So I'm with Alderman Mayer and probably everyone else in here, and I understand this part of it. I'm not real keen on the small logo. I think big and bold is the way to go usually, even though I wasn't in support of this logo, but I'd like to have something brought up. But that too, if we can scrape the money together to maybe get rid of all the paneling and one big shot, that'd be great. But for sure, that'd be the way to go. As far as the casing, as long as we have some sort of rotation in the case objects, that's all I'm on.
And given my previous conversation, I'm not real fond of the first case or the third case because it looks like a retail case in a business environment. Trying to move upscale in the design is what I'm looking for.
Contrary.
I don't have a vote, though. Alderman Dandridge, and turn your mic on. There you go.
I'd go with the smaller one, but I'd still want the raised lettering. So I don't want a flat. I don't want a print. I would rather have it embossed and a good metal art. And I think we've got some good metal producers in the industrial park. We might be able to get this made from.
Would you want it in color or?
I'd want it in color. Mm-hmm. Definitely in color. In regards to the cabinets, I like the taller glass one. The middle or the end? That way you can show off more. Okay.
Alderman DeBarber.
Can this possibly consider this being raised with backlighting? Mm-hmm. So it stand out as being
a concrete block wall, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's a concrete wall with 1 by
Furring strips,
and it's just there, so there's not a lot of room for stuff behind it.
It can be lit, but it can be. Probably not from the back.
You can just put drywall over the panel.
If you're putting drywall, you can
just go right over the top of it.
You can give yourself more room to work if you want.
So if you decide to go with that option to cover the paneling, would you want that on the side as well? Just the front?
No.
All of it?
In for a pound,
yes.
Baby.
Well, I personally agree, but I want to make sure I understand. And also, I want to share with you that the estimates so far coming in are from Image 360, which is in our park. So we will be using a local provider.
Good.
And one over the file cabinets in the clerk's office.
Mm-hmm. I'll work with the clerk on that.
Any objections to that? Other than the clerk? She doesn't get a vote. Madam Clerk.
Just freshly painted. I just want to make sure that I state something about the glass case before you make a decision and specifically pick one out. That there is a proposed picture wall that's going up. I don't think we've decided where yet, but if you select a glass case that does not fit where the prior one fit, if you look at the hallway, it slopes up, and anything that's taller than it is wider could potentially tip or sit crooked. So I'm just kind of telling you that in case you specifically all vote on one here, that maybe you want Callie to see which one will fit in the location that's selected before you.
Quite a hill there.
My suggestion is that case take a low priority based on what we need to do in the other parts of the lobby. Alderman Weselowski.
And then I do have one comment, and that's fine if you want to put a logo in our office, but we just spent a lot of energy and cohesiveness and time to get the one wall painted, and I don't know that that would be the wall that I would pick for the office, but if you so choose that, that would be your decision. But I don't have a problem with it going somewhere, but I would like input on the wall before you decide that.
Alderman Mayer.
I would second that for the city clerk. She's got to live with it every day, and she should, above all, be able to say what's going to be in her area. One other thing is, people who are good at carpentry can build display cases. Have you considered that, having something built in?
I would love to use local talent, if at all possible. So if you would like to have a conversation with me about maybe some avenues I can pursue, I'd be happy to do that.
Because that might look better, too, and get away from the retail-type thing that the mayor is getting at.
And that could be, again, another thing to display about talented right. individuals in Franklin and their contributions to the city.
Mr. Roberto.
My apologies to Callie, but if I can suggest, since on both of these items, it looks like you're looking for some more specifics and figuring out how it fits, but I know Callie is looking at using money that's used up in this budget. What Paul and I will do without objection is bring forward a budget modification in January that moves some of her money from this year to next year so that you guys still have time to consider her acts. Next year, her budget's a little tighter, so this will use some of this money she hasn't used this year. Move it forward to next year to give you all time to make these decisions. And we'll work with Callie to bring that forward in January without objection.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
G7 is update on City Hall roof, HVAC, and fascia wood replacement project.
Move to accept the update.
Second.
He's got to brag now, okay? All those in favor of the motion to put on file?
Aye.
Nope.
What?
My point of order or clarification?
It's the whole motion.
The whole motion, okay. Because confirming those change orders is significant and important.
To execute the change orders.
I forgot what was on the page. I'm sorry.
As long as it's the whole motion, that was my question. It
is. Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
We already had a second.
I thought it was two.
This end is more active tonight. All those in favor of the motion, then we'll let Mr. Roberto brag a little bit. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Roberto, highlights. You want to do highlights of the project? It's essentially done?
Oh, yeah. The project reached substantial completion by the deadline when they were supposed to have even some punch list stuff done, but the carryover... The city was, I don't want to say to blame, but shared with them in some extensions. For example, the original project anticipated the two garage door entrances. Those old sort of wings would be taken off and that back brick would just be painted. But the brick was in terrible condition, would look horrible if it was painted. So the architect figured out a way to use the same paneling from around and cover the top of those doors instead of simply painted brick. And so things like that led to some of the delay, but they really are just on punch list items right now and expect them all to be completed by the end of the year. There are a couple things like the message board for outside hasn't been received yet, so it'll be put up as soon as it is received. We wanted to try and make sure we got the exact right size that we were looking for, so that took actually a lot of time to work out. And then the only other thing that's being delayed beyond that is then the landscaping. But funding is held back for the landscaping. There is one thing I'm not sure I mentioned on here, which I will mention, but staff strongly supports and would be accepted. When the roof unit was placed on the roof, one of the units, not dropped, it did suffer some damage to the exterior. The manufacturer has come and certified and warrantied that there's no damage to the function that can't in any way impact its value. So it's really aesthetic, but we ordered a new one. And there is an argument between the vendors and the roof people exactly who caused the damage. They will repair it for us, which would be coming out when the weather gets good, taking off the panel, having a metal fabricator. Conversely, we can leave it looking the way, and they're going to extend the warranty, which is the one we all believe that is by far in our best interest, including Scott Satula. So that's not listed here, but if offered the extended warranty for dented metal on the roof,
scratch
on a site behind a fence, we'll
put a big F in front of it.
Pardon?
Put a big F in front of it.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to look at that.
Got a bunch of extra Fs hanging around.
But the
I don't see any objections.
The project's fitting well within the budget with all the.
It's going to be under
punch list. Yeah, under budget. Yeah,
under budget.
Under budget from the over budget.
From the 1.77.
Unless there's any other questions.
And for those of you who haven't, the clerk's office is now back in their digs. You'll see some reconfigured office spaces and some different ways of doing things in the clerk's office. And it was a good thing that we did this, and it was a good opportunity, and I think there's some refreshed outlooks there, too.
Mayor, I have to share with you. When I brought the scouts in and I showed them the alderman's room, because that was the one wanted to see that, the young man said, "I'm so sorry." So
okay. It was temporary, what can I say? Okay.
No, that is where we are all the time. That's the alderman's.
Well, we can change that.
Can we get this new panel?
We'll rip this off there and put it in.
Yeah, we'll put it in the alderman's
paint
room.
It white.
Well, at least bring the alderman's room up to the 70s.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm an equal opportunity improver. That's fine by me. Okay, so let's move on to G8, which is a proposal for a new TID district located in northeast corner of Ryan and 76. Ms. Berg, it's on.
Okay. So this council action sheet is a direct result of some past conversations that this council has had about an existing prospect that has been working for a long time to make a decision on where they wish to consolidate their existing facilities into one larger brand new construction. They have been seriously looking at Franklin. They have also been looking at other communities in Milwaukee County as well as in Racine County. And we are being told they've also been looking at other states such as Georgia and Mississippi. Clearly, this company has 93 full-time permanent employees and 283 total employees. They use a temp agency or a placement agency, but the folks who are there are working there full-time and permanent. So that would be 283 jobs with this company, and the project scope would be approximately $20 to $25 million initially on taxable investment, with the possibility that there will be upwards of another $10 million with a potential expansion in the future. So the short story is, this is somebody that I think would be beneficial to attract and keep in the city in the future, and they have asked the council to consider creating a TID, a tax increment financing district, to help them with some of the public infrastructure costs and some of the other things that are associated with this type of an expansion. The area that they are seriously considering in Franklin is on the northeast corner of 76 and Ryan Road. It's a 40-acre parcel, which is currently publicly listed with a broker, and they have determined that they would like to be located on the north end of the parcel should they move forward, which means we also have opportunity to attract some additional commercial development right on Ryan Road. If we move forward, a lot of the public infrastructure components, water and sewer primarily, would be covered by the TID, which would also help us to develop some other parcels in that general intersection that are also available through various brokers and private property owners. So I'm here tonight just to ask you to allow us to pursue the phase one, which is the feasibility analysis of a new Ehlers contract specifically for this northeast corner of this intersection. And then, of course, the feasibility results would come back to you for your review. And if you feel that it has merit, I would then ask you to consider phases two and three, which is the project plan and submission to the state. The grand total on the project is $15,000, which by project I mean the Ehlers contract. And the first phase is $5,000, I believe. Yes, it is $5,000. So I'm here tonight to ask you to consider approving that.
I'll make that motion to approve the $15,000 for the new TID creation, along with phase two and three.
I'll second.
I'm going to ask it right now. Where's the money coming from?
That's, well,
She has professional services fees in her budget for such things.
Just wanted on the record.